You're listening to 88.1 WHOV, the essence of Hampton University. The Scripps Howard News Watch starts right now.
Good evening. It's Wednesday, February 15th, and this is your smooth 88.1 WHOV News Update. I'm Sydney Bland.
And I'm Leandra Head. In today's local news, a Norfolk judge will hear a petition to remove Norfolk City Treasurer Anthony Burfoot. The petition calls for Burfoot to either be removed from office or suspended until the appeals process starts. Burfoot's attorney plans to file an emergency appeal with the Virginia Supreme Court if the judge rules in favor of the petition. Burfoot was found guilty of 8 federal charges, including public corruption and perjury charges, in December. In other news, Newport News police are looking for men who forced 2 Sonic employees into a freezer after robbing the restaurant yesterday morning at 4:30 a.m. The robbers took an undisclosed amount of cash before fleeing the scene, along with one of the employees' wallets, ID, and credit card. If you have any information regarding the robbery, please contact the Newport News Police.
Taking a look nationally, officials say the Oroville Dam lake level is low enough to handle rain from the next storm. According to officials, the nearly 200,000 people who evacuated are returning home.
Made 2 days seem like probably a week, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. You know, just being gone. And then we were at our friend's house. We were cramped in one house. She left everybody that she knew from Oroville stay of like 20 people. And so it was, you know, it felt like forever.
The National Weather Service says California is on track for the wettest winter ever recorded. In other news, a senior GOP source says top senators in the Republican Party are urging the White House to withdraw the nomination for Labor Secretary Andrew Puzder. There are possibly up to 12 no votes, including 4 that are firm. Democrats do not agree with Puzder's position on labor issues and his employment of an undocumented housekeeper. At least the weather in Hampton Roads is more predictable. Maya, do you have good news for us?
Well, I don't really have good news, but just like the current state of our politics, the weather in the Hampton Roads area has been anything but pleasant. Over the past few days, we've experienced many highs and lows, but don't let this weather dampen your mood. Currently, the temperature is 46 degrees. Today has been a cold and rainy day with a high of 55 degrees and a low of 33 degrees. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy skies and slight wind with a high of 47 degrees and a low of 31. Make sure you all stay bundled up and dry these next few days. But enough about this cold weather. Whitney, tell us about Floyd Mayweather.
That's right, Maya. Yesterday, Floyd Mayweather wrote an Instagram post that he has not made a deal to fight UFC star Conor McGregor or any other fighter. Mayweather has maintained that he is happily retired and enjoying life at this time. But early today, Mayweather posted that if McGregor really wanted to get this fight done, he needs to get his business with the UFC together, then get his people to get in touch with Mayweather's people. This begs the question, is Mayweather retired or not? We'll have to find out later, as he is currently pulling the strings as to whether there will be a fight between him and McGregor. In other sports news, Kevin Love has had surgery on his left knee and will be out for the next 6 weeks. The surgery was performed yesterday, and Love should be back with 2 weeks before the playoffs. Unfortunately, he will miss the All-Star game and will be replaced. The Cavs have been riddled with player injuries, such as J.R. Smith suffering from a thumb injury, and Chris Birdman Anderson and Mo Williams with knee injuries. But LeBron is staying confident and borderline cocky by saying that as long as he's in the lineup, the Cavs will have a chance against anybody.
With the injuries, is it going to be tough for you to get the proper rest that you know you that have been talked about going into the playoffs?
Cool.
For you, I mean.
Who's talked about it?
Well,
I rest when I retire. As long as I'm in the lineup, we got a chance.
That's all for your WHOV Sports Update. Now, a lot of people probably received flowers on Valentine's Day, but I have no problem with receiving a food bouquet instead. Cameron, tell us what this Chicago restaurant did for an edible arrangement.
That's right, Whitney. A Chicago restaurant got in the Valentine's Day spirit yesterday after offering an edible alternative to traditional Valentine's Day flowers. The restaurant posted a photo of their bacon bouquet, resulting in the photo going viral. The eatery said orders are pouring in. Who doesn't love bacon, especially bacon on a stick? Now that is real romance. Sydney and Leandra, what do you guys think about that?
Well, Cameron, I must say, I'm not a huge fan of bacon, but I'm sure that was a great gift. That's all we have for you today. I'm Sydney Bland.
And I'm Leandra Head. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for your local national sports and weather news update. Have a great evening.